This is Morning Edition at 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection has asked the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to delay a decision on the Three Mile Island nuclear plant. State environmental regulators say the COVID-19 emergency limits its ability to review a plan to rid the site of radioactive waste. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips reports after a partial meltdown back in 1979, the shuttered plant remains one of the most radioactive sites in the country.
The Three Mile Island Unit 2 reactor has been off limits for 27 years. Now, the original owners plan to transfer the license to another company. The current license holder, First Energy, would give control of some $899 million held in a public trust and earmarked for cleanup to the Utah-based Energy Solutions, which gets to keep any of the fund's leftover money. Eric Epstein runs the anti-nuclear watchdog group TMI Alert. Epstein says the transfer of those dollars is an attempt to profit off of a trust fund financed by ratepayers.
It's monumental fraud. And at the base of this deception is the fact that there's over $1 billion in public money sitting in the decommissioning fund. And that's what this is about.
Epstein also worries the stock market downturn due to the COVID-19 emergency will likely diminish the value of the trust fund, providing a disincentive for proper disposal of radioactive waste. Pennsylvania DEP asked federal regulators for more time to make sure state taxpayers aren't left holding the bag should the trust fund fall short. Both First Energy and Energy Solutions say it will work with the DEP to address its concerns. Public comments on the deal are open until the end of April. Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.